Hello, Nijita Honche, Shojre Cheyenne Beatty. Hello, how are you doing? My name is Cheyenne Beatty. I am Han Huchin and Trondek Huchin Athabaskan from the Han Nation, which resides in Eagle, Alaska, as well as Moose High, Canada, Yukon Territory. I have actually two Athabaskan language names, if that's how you want to identify it as. My first name that came to me was a Dena'ina Athabaskan name, not a Han Huchin name. And I was at the time working with a person that was Dena'ina Athabaskan here in Anchorage, Alaska. I was working with a Dena'ina Athabaskan in Anchorage, Alaska. And at the time, he gave me this name. He said, "You're Chulin Chavaya." And I'm like, "What does that mean?" And he said, "It means raven whirlwind because you're mischief like a raven and you come in and out of a room like a whirlwind." And I thought, wow. But I didn't even know it was Dena'ina at the time because I really didn't even know I was on Dena'ina land. And I really didn't know that there was 11 different Athabaskan cultures. And then it wasn't until later that my great aunt, Adeline Potts, she calls me Etsy Chinja, which means owl woman, which definitely personifies kind of me as well. So I feel very honored that I have two Athabaskan names and two different Athabaskan languages. And I feel that people, like Hawaiian people, have this naming tradition to people to really personify who they are. And people in this day and age, especially for me, we're at that time where we are having the revitalization of our language and our culture coming back, and we're that generation that's really making sure that it's upfront and that people look at it and see how it's spelled. One of the things people say sometimes, why are you putting that language up there? Why are you putting Han Huchin words up there? People don't know how to say that. Well, that's all the more reason why I'm putting it there. Exactly for that fact, is I want them to know how to say that properly, but I also want them to know how to spell it. And that means a lot to me, and that means a lot to my identity, not only for myself, but for the Han people, because we only have 5 people left alive that speak my language, Han Huchin. I got this great opportunity. I applied to the Koehling Institute for the University of Alaska Fairbanks. The Koehling Institute is an institute that goes to different states every 2 years and picks 3 different languages, not necessarily always from the region. This particular language institute did pick Han Huchin as one of the 3 languages that it's going to be teaching. And I was accepted into the institute, and I was ecstatic, and I am like so excited about doing this because, unfortunately, it seems as if a lot of the languages, when they get money to basically preserve a language, what they end up doing is they have somebody who is outside of the language, mostly a professor, linguist, that comes in and they record somebody and they document it. But never is that given to the next generation, nor are we incorporated into that process. So for years, I've waited pretty much my whole life. I've waited 40 years for my chance to learn my own language, which is very sad and disheartening. And it had to be from an outside institution that I am learning this language. But sometimes family politics within different villages are really what tears a language apart as well. And so I feel as I have this great opportunity to basically make my very first step into starting this 3-week intensive, 6-day-a-week, 8:30 to 5:30 language class, and I feel that I was meant to do this, and I'd like to pursue being a language teacher, considering that there used to be 7 people that spoke Han Huichin, but 2 of them recently passed away, so now there is 5. I think that the reason why people are using their native names or language within their own social identity, whether it be on social media, whether it be an organization or business that they're using, is the generation of trauma was my grandparents, and they didn't want my mother to go through that. But yet I've never gone through that generation of trauma. That's the second, or it's 2 generations away from me, to where I understand it, I respect it, and that's all the more reason why I think that this generation is starting to use this, and not only not just my generation, but the people who are of my mother's generation are also starting to do the same thing, because they see not only, you know, they went through the point of being traumatized by what their parents were traumatized through, so they see their children now being really proud of their identity. And not only that, is I feel that within just the last 5 to 10 years, we're learning more about how our names are really. And what I mean by that is, I've always thought we were Han Guichin. Well, I've been told through starting learning more about my language that we're Han Huichin, which is like Huichin instead of Guichin. And so I think that more and more people are realizing that, just like Aleut people are not just Aleut people. They're Aleutic, they're Sukpyak, they're Unangan, they're Unangach. And we are really taking hold into owning our own identity, being educated by our identity, and making sure that we educate others about that. And that's why I think that we have this surge of people who are really showcasing not only their native language, but their own identity